Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday night shiur for Parshas Toldos. At the beginning of the Sedra, in the first of the sources, in Perek Chof Hei Pasuk Chof, the Torah tells us, "By He Yitzchok Ben Arboim Shana Bekachto Shivko Bas Bisuel Arami Mipadan Aramachos Lovan Arami Loli Shai." Yitzchok was 40 years old when he married Rivka, and it gives the family background and where Rivka came from. The emphasis for our purpose, the Yitzchok was 40 years old at that time. So Rashi gives a whole cheshbon, Perchav Hei Pasachav, that pasuk. In source number two, Rashi is a whole cheshbon that after Avraham and Yitzchok came back from Har HaMoriah, after the Akedah, the end of Parshas Vayera, it indicates there that Rivka was born. Yitzchok at that time was 37, because that's the same time when Sarah died. Sarah died right after that. Sarah, it says, was 127 when she died. She was 90 when Yitzchok was born. So that means Yitzchok was 37 when she died. That means the time of the Akedah, according to this Chazal, he was 37 years old. And waited 3 years, and then she was a little bit older. She was old enough, so to speak, to halachically marry. So then he waited till she was three. She was 40 years old. That's the Rashi in the name of the Chazal. The Mefarshon Rashi explained what is they're bothered a little bit by the question, what is Rashi trying to prove that he was 40 years old? We trust the Torah. The Torah said he was 40 years old. We have to have a whole cheshbon to explain that he was 40 years old, how he was 40 years old. We trust the Torah, no? The Mizrahi says, Angels, Rileos, when I'm Shana Kishinazah, Shaina Mikro Tzarech Sadador. The Pasuk doesn't need further proof. The Pasuk, it's what seems, does not need to need background information to tell us that he was Taka 40. We believe the Torah when it says he was 40. Rather, it's coming to tell us, why did he wait till the age of 40 to get married? 40 is already a little older. Why did he wait so long? He was the precious son of his father and mother and so on. Soon he was old enough to have children and so on. So they should have married him then. Why did he wait till he was 40 years old? Especially, says the Mizrahi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised regarding Sarah, Verachtia, Ha'ayis HaLagoyim, Malcha, Ami, Mimeneyu, right back in the in Parshat Lech Lecha, and Yitzchok fulfilled the Torah according to Chazal, like all the others. You know, so how come they went ahead? He refers to a couple of Gemaras that we'll see. The Mizrahi quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin of Chavtes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to get married by the time he's 20. And the Pirkei Avos, it says, Ben Shmon Esrei Lechop, you should be 18. So what did Yitzchok wait? So that, says the Mizrahi, the Rashi's driving it. That's why it tells, no, he couldn't, because he had to wait until after he heard that his Ben Zug, and his partner, his spouse, who was Rivka, was born. So he waited 3 years till she was old enough. So that's why he delayed. He was waiting for the proper spouse to be born. How we understand it. That's the Mizrahi. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal Prague, in his comment on that Rashi, Parakhove Pasachal 4, says, Amai, wrote Salomar, same idea. Amai Himtin Yitzchok Kol Kach Milisisha. Why did Yitzchok wait till he was so old, till he was 40 years old, to first get married? He didn't wait, didn't do it when he was younger. And it says again, he said, that's what Rashi means. He couldn't get married earlier, but he mentions the same idea, right? Till he found out that his Benzug, or Basug to be technical, Rivka was born. And then he raises another question, the second part of the Maharal there. Maharal is, Yaakovino, that's in next week's Sedra, Yaakovino was 84 when he got married. That's based on a Rashi later on. Gives you the whole cheshbon. Okay, Yaakovino was 84 years old when he got married, right? He ran away to Lavan's house. Yaakov Shonso Ben Pei Dalet. Why did he wait, even older, at the age of 84? Shayoshev Oholim Asak Batorah, because he was still busy learning. Yaakov Yishkam, Yoshev Oholim. That's in this week's Sedra. He sat in the tents of Torah and he learned and so on and so forth. And therefore, it says the Maharal at the end of 4, Rekaimel and Lisa Isha, Vilimo Torah, Yimo Torah, Chakach Isa Isha. Okay? First you learn and then you get married. So that's why Yaakov didn't get married until a later age. And Yitzhak learned at home. Okay, the Bartanura, Ravadir Bartanura, the author of the Bartanura and the Mishnayas. Of course, as a comment on Chumash called Amar Naka, which is Aramaic for clean wool, pure wool. Anyway, on that pasuk he also says, Kashallah, why did Rashi have to give us this whole cheshbon to tell us that he was 40 years old? The pasuk says, can't we rely on the pasuk to prove that he was 40 years old? It's an open pasuk. You know, sometimes you have a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation to figure something out. Yeah, oh, it's a pasuk, right? They used to tell now it's a joke already, but years ago, Rabbi Shechter, when he gave beginners, you know, to guys who wanted to be in the kollel, but one of the questions we ask, you know, is a woman allowed to become a nazir? So guys would have a whole cheshbon, a whole calculation to figure out. Okay, sometimes guys have a good cheshbon. The answer is the pasuk and introducing the dinim of nazir. It says isho isho, mention man or woman. So the pasuk in chumash. Yeah, that's also true. The pasuk in chumash. You have a good cheshbon. There's also a pasuk in chumash. Good. Anyway, so that's what the mefarshim are wondering. Yes, he got the same idea. And so on. And Zadvar Tema, why did the Avos wait so long? And therefore it says, They had a good reason for it, right? He had to wait until he heard that this Rivka was born. And the Rechaim HaKodesh also, just to finish up this introductory point, Tal writes on the same pasuk, Parakhavay Pasuk Chofin, Zor 6, Tam Shehutzuach Lahudia, Zman Nisuav, Mashalona, what if Pasuk tells us altogether how old? He has a question from a different angle. Who cares how old he was? What does it matter? In other words, the other Mepharshim are wondering why did it have to tell us, why did Rashi have to give a whole cheshbon when the Torah tells us he was 40 years old? He gave an answer. Or Chaim asked from a different angle. What does the Torah tell us how? We didn't, the Torah never told us how old Avram was when he got married, right? Who cares how old he was? So, no, it's telling us because he delayed. And the reason he delayed is because Bikachto is Rivka. And then he has, again, the same cheshbon. That's his bazug. Before that, he didn't have a bazug. Okay, that's a general idea. So I'd like to use that as a springboard to discussing, are there, the title of the shiur is, are there valid reasons to delay getting married? All right, one valid reason is you don't have someone to marry you. Okay, that's certainly a valid reason. But assuming that, you know, you'll be able to find someone to get married and so on, so is there a reason to say, I'm not going out right now. I'm not dating right now. Rabbi Shechter Shlita was one of the people who spoke my son's shidduch that he ended up getting married. He said, he approached my son in the Beis Medrash a couple, you know, I don't have how old he's married now. I don't know, a bunch of years. So he approached him in the Beis Medrash and he said, I have a girl, you know, who might be good for you to go out with. So, my son said, I'm not really dating right now. So Rabbi Shechter said, okay, how about tomorrow? And so, sure enough, it worked out. But anyway, so that's the question. Are there any valid reasons to delay getting married? So the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, we know, Parakei Mishnah Chafalaf in source number 7, the Mishnah tells us, Hu Ay Omer ben Chomesh Shana L'Mikra ben Esra L'Mishnah ben Shosh Se L'Mitzvah, right, ben Chomesh L'Talmud and ben Shmona Esrei L'Chuppah. Okay, that's the source. The Mishnah tells us a person should get married at the age of 18 years old. Rashi there in Pirkei Avos says, why? Where do we get that from? See, has an interesting remez. If you look in Parshas Bereishis, Rashi there says, source 8 says, Ben Shmona Salachupa, the Yurches Pomexiv Adam mi Bereishis ad Kimeshul Kachazos. From the time that Adam is first created, right, the sixth day of creation, until the Pasuk that indicates that, you know, Chava was created, you know, from his rib and so on, Kimeshul Kachazos, there's the word Adam 18 times. Okay. The Bartanura there in his commentary on Avos Perkei Mishnah Chavala 9, Mishnah Zechopa, he says actually Yudtes Odom. There are 19. I guess he did the count. He said there are 19. So, but one of them he said you need for the word itself. The only, leaves 18 for the Drasha. Tosis Yontov is bothered by neither calculation works. Tosis Yontov is not 18, not 19. But he says you have to count the word Ish also. All right. However you figure it out. So the Remez 18 times, you have to be 18 years old. The Meiri, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, in that same mission, 11, is Hu Ay Omer ben Chesed L'Chupa Ramzu Menach Yechsi Behu Isha B'Vsalei Yikach. By a Kohen Gadol happens to say Behu Isha B'Vsalei Yikach. He should marry Behu. He should marry a B'Sula, a virgin. So the word Behu in Gematria is 18. Okay, you like, take whichever one of these Ramazim you like. And the Teferes Yisrael says a practical reason. First of all, there on that mission of his parakeh, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Oz Kuf Samach Gimel 12, Ben Shmona Se Lechupa, Oz Roish, you see Shem at the Kvar, Hekitz Oz Yisro, he has the Yetzer at that point, he has the sexual drive, he has the desire, and so on and so forth, that by that age he should get married. That's the practical reason. Well, never mind all these nice Ramazim, but besides that, Rekiv Eger notes in his Tosas Rekiv Eger to that mission of his Hosin Aleph in 13, it means the beginning of the 18th year. Okay, so that's what it says over there in the mission of Prekovas, 18 years old. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin on the bottom of Chof Tes Amid Beis, source 14, going over to Lamed of Aleph. The Gemara says, Mishtabach Ler Chistel Rav Huna B'Rav Hamnuna D'Arim Gorlu. Rav Chista would tell the Rav Huna, always said this wonderful person, Rav Hamnuna, he sang his praises. He sang his praises in the great Adam Gadol. Amalo, Kishiyavah Le'adchav, Yer Le'adhi. So he says, next time you come see him, bring him over. I'd like to meet him. You tell me all the time that he's such a wonderful guy. He's a wonderful person, a great Talmud Chacham. So let me meet him. So that's what happened. Kiyosah Chazi Lo Paris Sudra. When Rav Huna saw Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista, you know, complied. He brought him over. He saw he wasn't wearing some type of head covering. Most assume he had something on his head, but he didn't have, apparently the people who are married had a special type of a hat, a special type of yarmulke, a different type of head covering. Okay, we discussed that once about wearing yarmulke, not a topic now, but he wasn't wearing it. Okay, and Rashi explains in 15 in Kedushin Chav Tazim Beis, the lo porisuda kederach hanisuin, sharegil lechasos rosha. He was not wearing this head covering, which was the manner of people who are married to wear such a head covering. Some say we have the practice today, but many communities, people don't put the talus over the head until they're married. I want to say Shmonesre, whatever. So whatever. So it was clear that he wasn't married. So he asked him, "My time, little priest, Suda, why aren't you wearing that Suda, that type of head covering?" So he says, "I'm not married. That's why I dress like a single person because I'm single." Let's say by the Chassidim, right? By the Chassidim, you don't wear a strimal till after you're married. The non-married guys wear a hat. When they get married, they wear a strimal. Anyway, so So Rahuna said to him, "Listen, I don't want to see you ever again until you're married. Go get married." That's what we tell him. And the Rahuna Tamei says, "The Gemara, the Amar Ben Eshim Shavu Lanosu Isha, Kol Yom of Baveira." Look at that. It says, "When you're 20 years old and you haven't gotten married, you're going to live the rest of your life with an Aveira." I was, "Really? Baveira Sakadat?" Just because you didn't get married, they didn't try. No. Elaima Kol Yom of Behirhur Aveira. You'll have thoughts and so on, which will lead you to Averas, right? Again, if a person has a sexual drive, so they'll have the improper thoughts and so on. Kol Yom Behirhur Aveira. Amar Rava. The first 20 years of a person's life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits, can't wait till he gets married. Let him rat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry that he didn't get married at the age before, at the age of 20. And Omer of Chista, himself, who's the subject of the story, one of the players in that story that we just read, and Rabbi Hamnun, it's Omer of Chista, Hai da difne mechaverai, the reason I've been more maslich in learning than many of my chaverim is because I got married when I was 16. Okay, and the Yetzer Hara was taken care of, the sexual drive was taken care of, I was able to learn better. And he writes, "Having the sivna bar base of minala sultan gira beinecho." And if I got married even earlier, I could have said to the sultan, "There's an arrow in your face," right? I would spit in his face, so to speak. Right, Rashi says in Laman of Alav, 16, how many le sotan gira benecha, right? Klomo ha'isim is garibo, the sotan yetzahar velo ira shech tieni, right? He wouldn't be able to trip me up at all. Now then the Gemara says, Omar le rovel ab nosam ba'ami adidoch al tzavarei debreich, mishitza ad esim etarti, armi la mitamni sare ad esim arbo. Okay, as long as you have adidoch al tzavarei debreich, if you have your, control, so to speak, over your son, okay, So the way Rashi learns in the first passage, he should marry him off. As long as you have still control, Rashi says, Adidocha tzavrei debreich, but oh, jorcha takifa al bincha, when you still have, parents still have, I don't know what today, I think the parents lose control earlier than the age that's mentioned in the Gemara. But whatever it is, as long as you still have some say and some control over your child, have him get married. As long as he still accepts your tochocha, right? Accepts Musa from you. What age is that? So some say from Shitzar at Esim Vitayt is 16 to 22. Rami lo mitamni sorry at Esim Arba. Some say from 18 to 24. All right, Rashi again says the next page of Shitzar Tshnin Higiyaz Man Lichtos. We're 16 and no later than 22. And the other opinion is 18 to 24. Then Rashi gives a Dovaracha that part of the Gemara is not talking about marriage. It's talking about in general giving Musa to one's child. Okay, but either way, you have these different ages mentioned. You have in the Mishnah, Ben Shmonesra, the Chuppah, you have this Gemara that says till the age of 20, and another opinion that says it's between 16 and 22 or 18 and 24. All these ages are given. And of course, the question is, as we said, are you allowed to delay past that age? Again, assuming you're able to get married, you find somebody and so on, I don't feel like dating now. Not that you're trying, and obviously, some people try to get married and they can't, so that's not their fault. But I'm talking about, can you delay past that point? Is it acceptable to delay past that point? So there is a pasuk in next week's sedra, Parsha Vayetze. We all know, Soy 17, Bereishis Parakhov Test Pasukhov. Vayavo Yaakov Rachel Sheva Shanim. Right, he worked for 7 years for Rachel, and when the 7 years are up, and Chafalov, he comes to Laban and he says, "Listen, let me have my wife because I want my time is up. I agreed to work for 7 years. My years are up, and Vavoyela, so I can be with her. I want to live with her." So Rashi explains. There in Parsha Vayetze, next week said, "Perchav Tzas Pasukav Halav Malu Yomai Shomer LeImi." Had to with my mother sent me to get married, but here's more relevant to us for now. The old Malu Yomai Shani Ben Shmoni VeArba. I'm already 84. There's that Rashi that the Maral in our said referred to this Rashi. Yitzhak was 40 years old. The pasuk says, but he was old. He was 84. What did I say? 64. I don't know. It was 84. Okay, he was 84 years old. Amasa Amid Shnei Masosha. When am I going to have my children? And that's what he means, I want to be with my wife. Otherwise, a little bit of a grubber way of talking. Rashi says, when he comes to Laban and says, let me have my wife, let me marry, let me be with Rachel because I want to sleep with her. It's a grubber way of talking. Even Kali, Kalshua Kalam doesn't talk like that. It's a grubber, a low-life way of talking. But he meant, I want to have children, right? He wants to have children. So why didn't he have children till then? So we saw the Maharal already said, because he was learning. He was involved in Talmud Torah. And then, you know, he was in the, according to Chazal, he spent, after he left the house of his parents, he spent 14 years in the Shiva Shein Vav. Again, that's the beginning of next week's segment. So involved in Talmud Torah. So this sends us to a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf, same Daf, earlier on that same Daf, Chof Testament base, 19. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Lilmo Torah Belisa Isha. You want to know, well, what do I do now? Should I devote my time to learning or should I start pursuing getting married? Right? So it says in the Gemara, Yilmo Torah B'chakach Isa Isha. So learn first, spend time learning first, then get married. But if the guy's, yeah, he can't do it. He says, the Yetzer is so strong and so on. So then, Isa Isha V'chakach Yilmo Torah. Okay, then marry, then learn Torah afterwards. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha no say Isha V'chakach Yilmo Torah. Shmuel says, the Halacha is, get married first, then go learn. Rabbi Yochanan disagreed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no, Rechaim B'tzavaro V'yasuk V'torah. You have a, you know, like a millstone, you have something on your neck, a weight on your neck, so to speak. You have time to learn. Meaning, once you get married, you have time to learn. There'll be 100 things to take care of in the house and the other thing, you have to take care of your wife and you make a living. So you have, it's almost like you have something dragging you down, right? Either B'yasuk B'Torah. So obviously, he said, the Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He said, you should learn first and then get married. And the Gemara concludes, V'lo pligi halon v'halo. Depends on where you're from. Rashi explains there in Kedusha Chof Tesem Beis, halon v'halo, b'nei bovel. The Minigan Bnei Bavel, Hayo Hochin Vigars Mishnayas Atonim Beretz Yisrael. The Bnei Bavel would travel to Eretz Yisrael to go learn over there. And since they were learning away from home, then that ain't Tzarchai Ba'as Mitalav, no Se Isha, the Haba below here, Rachak, Acholach Velomit Torah. The ruling of Shmuel was get married first, right? And then you're going to go for X amount of time, you know, or X amount of weeks at a time to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn. You don't have to worry about the household activities. You're not there. But on the other hand, your hirhurim will be taken care of by the fact they're married. Therefore, get married first and go learn. Whereas, Rabbi Yochanan was talking to Halahu, means the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. They learned at home. So therefore, once you get married, he's going to have, you know, if you're not home, so someone else will take out the garbage. If you're home, you'll have to take care of all these needs, and therefore, you'll never end up learning. That's how Rashi learns. Tosas there disagrees. Holon v'holohuan, Chof Tesem Beis, Tosus quotes this Rashi, okay, because again, holon v'holohu is a funny expression, means one is, and we have a machlokas, right, between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says they're not arguing. He's talking about them and he's talking about us. Well, who's the them and who's us? So Rashi says that Shmuel was talking about the people in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan was talking about the people in Eretz Yisrael, which makes a certain amount of sense because Shmuel was in Bavel. That's where Shmuel lived, and Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. However, despite that, Tosus disagrees. The Kosher Ben Atam in the third line of 21. Okay, Kosher Ben Atam. The Master, the Kamar Shmuel, the Nosi Isha, Tchila Kadei Lios, below here. Umukil Amos Beri Bavel. Imkena Kati Kahira. What do you mean? If they're going to learn Eretz Yisrael, so how are they going to not going to be with their wives? So the same problem with the, you know, with their Hirhurim and their sexual drive and so on, they're not going to be satisfied. They'll be away from home and so on. And furthermore, what? After you get married, you leave your wife? That's not nice, right? So who's going to take care of providing for the household? Al-Kainir ben Atam, there's other kashas. Al-Kainir ben Atam, I skipped the part of Tosus, but to the end of Tosus, Al-Kainir ben Atam, Ipcha, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who was talking to the Bnei Bavel. He said they can't leave their wives and go learn, okay? And also they were poor and so on, so therefore Rabbi Yochanan says that you better go learn, you better learn first and then get married. That's talking to Bnei Bavel. And Shmuel says, no Isha Tchila, that's Bnei Eretz Yisrael, because they can learn where they are and they were financially better off and so on. And better to, you know, to get married in that case, Yilma Torah B'Tahara. And then Tosa says it's not so strange that Shmuel, you know, Rashi's pshat made sense because I said before, Shmuel lived in Bavel, so it made more sense he'd be talking to me in Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan would be talking to me in Eretz Yisrael. Say, the end of Tosa, I left it out, brings other places where we find, you know, that Shmuel talked about the Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Rabbi Yochanan the other way. Okay. Anyway, the Rosh, there in Kedushin, Parak Aleph, Mem Beis 22, right? B'chulu Modu, but everybody agrees. Okay, but if you know you're not going to, Cholon v'Cholahu, that was a particular time, and Yochanan and Shmuel lived and so on, they're more or less contemporaries. Okay, a lot of times Machlok is Rav and Yochanan, Rav and Shmuel, they're more or less at the same time. So there were different minhagim and different practices in different places, but at the end of the day, we definitely see that one reasonable excuse not to yet get married is to study Torah, because you're involved in learning, you're in yeshiva, and you're learning. So the Rosh says, after examining the sugya, there in Kedushim Perak Aleph, Siman Mem Beis 22, he writes, "Kula Modu, the EF Shalom Limod, Imisa Isha." Right, once you get married, you're not going to have time to learn. Okay, the household demands will be such, you don't have time to learn. So then, Yilmar, Rachachach Yisisha. But then the Rosh adds something interesting. Bekitzra la'osa limud lo yadana. How long? A year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? It doesn't say. I don't know. Says the Rosh, I don't know. In other words, he admits, I don't know what the kitzra, I don't know what the limit is. In other words, yes, agreed. You're not going to be able to learn, if you're not going to be able to learn once you're married, because you're not going to have time because of household needs and tending to your wife and so on, and being a good husband, all that. Good, learn first. For how long? She says, I don't know. Okay. Shelo yitochen, she's about to appear, call Yama. You're never going to have children? You're never going to build a family? I mean, that can't be. So Shelo motzino ze ela b'ben azai, shechoshka nafsha v'tar. We have one exception, a very exceptional situation. He refers to Gemara Yavama, Samach Gimel and Beis. I printed here in 23. Tanya Beleza Omer, call me Shainosik Pirviria, Gil Shovech Domin. If you don't procreate and have children and so on, have a family, it's like you spilled blood. Shanemar, Shovech Dam, Adam Badam Dom Yoshovech, talks about murders right in Parshas Noach, right after he came out of the table. Uksiv Basrei, about 10 Puravu. If you want to see it, starts on the next page, but I printed the Psukim in 24. Bracious Parak Test, Posuk Vov. Shofech dam adam, ba'adam dam shofech. If you murder somebody, your blood will be spilled in punishment. And the next pasuk, v'atem puravu, shir tzor, suravuva, tzukim vav and zayin, and perak tezabrashis, towards the end of Parshas Noach. So there you see, so the Gemara makes a point of saying that since there's a link between puravu and murder, if you don't do puravu, it's like you murdered, right? You didn't bring more people in the world. And Rabbi Yaakov Omer, in the second line of 23, kilu memayit hadamus, shenemar kibitzem hakimo asos adam. Right, the pasuk of, you don't even need the next pasuk. Shofech dam adam, ba'adam dam shofech. You need the next pasuk to talk about puru, but it's not murder. It's b'tzelam elokim. It's like you're being pogain in the demus and tzelam elokim. And ben azai omer kilo shovach dam omer ma'atad demus. It's both. Shem avat tem puru. It's both. It's terrible not to get married. So omer loy ben azai. They said to ben azai. One second. Yesh no adorish no mekayim. Some people darshan beautifully and they fulfill what they. They don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk, right? They're not a Doris, they're not a Mekayim. Some people, not a Mekayim, ain't not a Doris. Some people do the right thing, but they don't teach it or they don't profess it clearly and so on. But Va'ata, not a Doris, ain't not a Mekayim. You have a beautiful Joshua. You explained the puzzle. You don't keep that yourself, right? You didn't get married yourself. You just gave a whole drusha that if someone doesn't get married, it's like he committed murder and it's like you're a pogam in the Demus, it's Salam Elohim. You didn't get married, sir. So Amal and Benazah, what can I do? Uma Esa, Shanafshi Choshka Matorah. I have such a desire for Torah, I simply cannot go ahead and get married. Okay, and minimize my time learning Torah. Efshal Olam Shiskaima de Acherim. The world will keep going. Other people have children, the world will survive through others. Tanida Khulaz Omar Komishanos with Purviva Kilshavatomim. Kamar is a slightly different case, but the same thing with Ben Azai. So Ben Azai, the Rosh. Kiddushin, in the previous source, 22, Parakal, Mishnah Membei, so that's a special case. Someone's nafsho choshka b'Torah, they have such a tremendous desire for Torah. So he was allowed not to get married at all. That's why he defended himself. Now the Rambam, if we take a look, before we get to the Rambam, the Yam Shel Shlomo, okay, the Yam Shel Shlomo, in Kiddushin, in Parakal, in Siman Nun Zayin, he quotes that Rosh, 26, quotes that Rosh. Okay, the psukim I just showed you and Rosh Yavama says the psukim are linked together, fine. So Ben Azai was an exception to the rule. Kosovot HaRosh, again, it's 26 now, Kiddushin Perek Aleph, Simon Nun Zion, in the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's the Rosh Luria, the Marshal, this commentary on Kiddushin. Right, Kosovot HaRosh, Al Shalimud Tar V'chakha Yisha V'kitzva O Shalimud Lo Yadana, right? The Rosh said, I don't know the limit, but the only exception to Ben Azai. But on the second line, the Marshal says, V'ani Omer Shiyei Shir L'dover. I respect the Rosh, obviously. He didn't know what the limit is. I'm telling what I think the limit is. Marshall advances. Marshall was very strident. You know, we find many times he disagreed. He said, Mechudosh take things. But anyway, Marshall said, the Rosh said he doesn't know. I'm going to tell you what I think the limit is. The Yosem Mechav Dalad Shanim Lo Yisha Kal. Not more than 24 years old. That's the old. Why? Because it points back to that Gemara that we mentioned earlier in Kiddushin. Okay, the Gemara in Kiddushin, he learns, like the first shot in Rashi, the Gemara in Kiddushin on the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, in Kiddushin Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, as long as you still have, tells the father, as long as your parents, as long as you still have control over your child, push him to get married. And what are the age? So one was 16 to 22, the other said the age 18 to 24. The maximum was 24. So says the Marshal, you see from that Gemara, the way he learns that Gemara, the way the Rashi in the first shot learns that Gemara, it's talking about Yosef Mechav Dal Shalom. That's the Gemara. Okay. And he quotes the Gemara. So you see from there that 24 is the maximum, right? That's what he says. Apparently, Lo Yoser, Shir Achel of Chama Mekel, even the more most lenient, the latest time is the age of 24. That's what he thinks. So on the other hand, that's the normal rule. Should not wait till after the age of 24 to start looking to get married. Again, if a person looking can't find somebody, that's first date, so not his fault. But I mean, talking about, you know, pursuing marriage, unless you're someone like Ben Azza. Who's Ben Azza? So the Mishnah says in Sota Mem Testament Aleph, the Mishnah says in 27, the Mishnah has a whole list of different people. Once they died, there was no more of this good midah or that good quality in the world. So when it says Mishameis Ben Azai Botlu Hashakdonim, there are no more Shakdonim. What is Shakdonim? Rashi says in Sota Mem Testament Aleph 28, Shakdonim Shoktim Al Dalsos Beis Hamedrash Lailah V'Yom, the people who hover around the Beis Medrash night and day. Okay, and that's what Ben Azai said. Chnafshi Chashka Batari didn't do anything else. Okay, right. The first Yisrael, Yochan, you know, it's Nun Ches there, in Perek Tes Mishnah Tes Vavid is in the end of Sota 29. Batla Shagdonim Shah Masmid Gadol. He learned, that's all he did. He learned day and night. That's it. Okay. He didn't go to, you know, go any ball games. He didn't go to, you know, to take other courses and different things. He didn't go to work. That's what he did. However he lived, I don't know, but that's Yom of Alayla. Okay. Now, it's interesting, source number 30, the Derek Pichudecha, that's the Bnei Yisoschar, you know, Hirsch Balach of Dinev, the Bnei, you know, famous Bnei Yisoschar, one of the great Hasidic masters, the Munkacher dynasty is from the Bnei Yisoschar. So he has a Sefer HaMitzvahs called Derek Pichudecha. He started to write a Sefer, he didn't get that far, but, in terms of the Targ Mitzvahs, I think, I forgot already, 35, I forgot already how far he got, but Mitzvahs say Aleph, it was a Purvu, Chelik HaMaisa, O Zion, 30, writes, Im Dovuk B'Torah Chayomuk Ben Azai, Ve'en Yitzom Is Gabriel, and therefore, he did his Yetzer for other things, just wasn't there. That was Ben Azai, just wanted to learn. He didn't have a drive for other things. And there was no Avera, but it says the Ben Yisrael, nearly Dafka Im Dovuk B'Torah Ben Azai, Ad Shayidei Tshukas B'Torah, Yevshar LaHafrid Is Atul L'Chames Gufa L'Koch HaMolid. He was never aroused. He was never, his devotion, his passion for Torah was such that it took over all other emotions and all other psychological and emotional needs. He was never attracted or aroused. Okay. And that's what he says. Nafshi choshka b'Torah, right? Efshel shum ofan l'kayim mitzvah kimachos chukas b'Torah. Ain lo chuka l'tavis koch hamolid. He had no sexual drive, basically, because it was his devotion to Torah. That's an exception to the rule, obviously. The Rambam paskins this way. Perek aleph hilchos Talmud Torah halacha hey 31. L'olam Yilmod Adam Tarba Chakach Isa Isha. The proper thing is spend some time learning and then get married. Shimnosa Isha Tchila Ain't Daito Pnu Yilmod. Because under most circumstances, you get married, then you won't have the Yeshua Daz, you won't have the time, and you won't be able to spend as much time learning. But Rimhaya Yitzom is Gabriel about Shinimsa She'ain Libra Pana Yisa Bachakach in the Torah. But if you can't control yourself, your passion is so strong, your drives are so strong, so then get married first. But preferable to Olam Yilmud Torah first. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Simon Reish Mem Vav of Yerodeh Sif Beis 32. Yilmud Adam Torah Bachakach Yisa Isha. Shemisha Shekili Yevshah Lassu with Torah. Machash Rechaim et Savaro. He's got things on his mind. Again, he's married, as household needs and so on his mind. But again, if his Yetzer is that strong, then get married first. The Biur HaGroa, there in Rishon Vav in Yerodeh, Sukkot and Tes 33, he says, but the Dafka Kihai Gavna, Mashenikinim Ain Tzorch Litroch. But what if a person is able to get married? Okay, and he's not going to have household. The guy is a millionaire, whatever. He's got servants, right? So he says, there, maybe it might be different. There, maybe let him get married first. He takes to the Yetzer, and he'll have time to learn. That's what they say today, right? They get married, and they learn for 3 years, 5 years. Father-in-law will support you. Someone else will support you. Okay, that's, the B.R. Gore drives it down a little bit. Says that, you know, if he ain't truck the truck, so maybe that'll be a little different. Again, that's perhaps not the norm. That was the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. You look at 34, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus, Parak Tezvav Alacha Beis, right? So Ish Mitzvah Al Peri Verba Alo Isha. The man is commanded in the mitzvah for women or not. Obviously, women are necessary, but it's not a mitzvah upon them. Ome'emosai Ish Mitzchai Mitzvah Zu, Mi Ben Shvash. So he mentioned the age of 17. But if you remember back when we learned that mission, Pirkei Avos, and Kiva Eger said, the beginning of the 18th year. That's what that means. After the 17th year is over, it's the beginning of the 18th year, right? The Kevin Shaovru Esim Shamalos Isha Areza over Mabatal Mitzvah Saseh. Rabbi said, once you're 20 and you don't have, you're not involved in this mitzvah, you're Mabatal Mitzvah. Until then, you're not. But if we're talking about someone who's intentionally not getting married, Mabatal Mitzvah Saseh. But, Ram also says, but if you want to learn, then you're allowed to delay. And look what reason he gives. That's the old rule. When you're involved in mitzvah A, you're potter. Mitzvah B, this person's involved in Talmud Torah, right? He's spending his time learning. So osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, kosher in Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah is one of the greatest mitzvahs, so you don't have to mivatal Talmud Torah for the reason of getting married. We're going to come back to that point. Okay? In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Misha choshka v'nafsha v'torah tamid, v'shogeh v'ke benazai. Someone who's mamish so devoted to Torah. I don't like that. But someone so devoted like benazai, and he doesn't want to get married at all, then it's no avera for him. But avam yitzo, imha yitzo misgabalav chayav lisa isha, and even if you had children from before, it's not a matter of purvu, you know, you want to make sure you don't have huhurim. The Magid Mishnah on Halacha Gimel says the story of Ben Azai is in Yevamos, we just saw, and of Samach Gimel, and it sounds like, the Chacham accepted it, because they challenged Ben Azai. How come he never got married? He gave it to her. Oh, okay, they accepted it. And, but again, Magen Mishnah points out, the Rambam stresses, but that's because he didn't have the Yetzer. Maybe like the Bnei Sosra said, he was so devoted to Torah, just was sublimated, whatever other drives that most people have, he was able to sublimate it because of his passion for Torah. Okay, Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, very beginning of Eben Ezer. Eben Ezer is the section Shulchan Aruch talks about marriage. So Eben Ezer, Siman Aleph, Sif Aleph, Chayav, Kolon, Lisa, Isha, can they live for us the Liros? Persons who get married and then have children. Bechom, Ishenos, Piri, Riva, Kil, Shobek, Domim, Umay, Tasad, Dumus. Okay, like we said before, it's a pogrom in Tzalakim. And then Begar and Lashkina, Shittis Talak Misrael. It throws in another one based on a different source. It causes the Kadosh Baruch Hu to depart and so on. Siv Gimel, Mitzvah Kol Adam Shisa Isha Ben Yurches. 18. Okay, that's a mission prick of us. V'amaktim Lisa Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvah Anamukhar. 13 is a Mitzvah Anamukhar. Wow. Okay, I said this in the past, right? The parents can make the bar mitzvah on the wedding, same day. Save money on catering. Okay, but probably 13 may mean, because we saw in that Gemara, remember, Rav Chista, that Gemara Kiddush on the bottom of Testament Beis, going over to Laman Alav, Sal Laman Alav, I was more successful in learning because I got married at 16, if I would have gotten married at 14, I could have eliminated the Yitzhar altogether. 13 may mean, in this case, the end of the 13th. But anyway, that's the Mitzvah Nuchah, we're not before the age of 13, but over Shom Inyan, this is the Shoharach now, over Shom Inyan lo Yavor Me'esim Shana Belo Isha, but don't go past the age of 20. And then notice those words. Someone's passed the age of 20. He doesn't want to. Not that he's concerned about other problems or he can't find it. He doesn't want to. He could get married. We're not talking about someone's trying, or maybe someone else will see has other pressing things. But as soon as he doesn't want to get married, then Bezin Kofanoso. Bezin tries to involve himself, right? Because the comments are pre-review. But if a guy's Osik Batara and he doesn't want to get married because he'll have to worry about Yatriach Mizono, he's part of the Torah, then Mutal is Acher. And Ramo adds today the Bezin doesn't get involved, there's no Kfiyah. And then in Halach Sif Dalad, he talks about the story of Ben Azai. So it's interesting, the Beis Shmuel, it's in Cotton Hay, 37, says this quote from the Shulchan Aruch that you can delay if you're learning, that's from the Rambam, as long as he doesn't have a big Yetzer. But Rush, he quotes that Rush, who said that I don't know the limit, I don't know how long, doesn't say how long, okay? And the Rambam says to Beis Shmuel, well, he doesn't give a limit, so maybe there's no limit. There's no limit. However long it is that you're involved in learning, as long as, like Ben Azai, okay? As long as you don't have the great Taibas, the great Yetzer, and the great Hirhurim, okay? And he says, Ben Azai also, what was his heter? He could have gotten married, but he says he didn't want to take away from his learning. So, as long as it's not going to take away from his, let's say a person, like we said before, not going to be a problem for him to be matriarch from his own. He has money or whatever. But if it is, then you can delay. Kolzman, he doesn't quote the Marshal, who says 24. Rashi had a creative answer, 24. But the Rosh left it alone. He didn't know. And he said the Rambam implies there's no limit at all. It could be as long as you're learning, however long that is. But as long as, he concludes, the way Shmuel does, Kol Zman Shein Yisum Is Gabalov, Ve'ein Kitzol Dovers. He disagrees with the Marshal. I don't know if he saw the Marshal, but he disagrees with it. Kederach HaShulchan, and on the same Simon, Simon Aleph, Sif Gimel, Mi O Mishi Yodei Ba'atzmo. Someone knows that, you know, if by getting married, he's going to have to matriach and so on, and he's 20 years old, and so on and so forth. So then you can delay learning. The Alpha God, those who are Ainu Lift Artsmitzis Mikomokum Mitzis Purvu, he says, but there's still a Mitzis Purvu. And he says, we're about to talk about, the Mitzis Talmud Torah Docho. So maybe the Mitzis Talmud Torah knocks it off. We'll come back to that point. But Mosa Yasa Pitor Yosu, what's the limit? He says, Shein Yitzom Is Gabrielov. Till when? Till you felt you've learned enough. Now, I don't know when that is. No, we never learned enough. But when a person feels he's already accomplished in Torah, then that's the time. Okay? But But you can't totally get rid of Purvu. All right? And he writes that some say, he says, says a person to be self-honest. There comes a point where a person feels, you know, I've spent enough time learning. I don't know when that is, but I spent enough time. I've accomplished. There's always more to accomplish. But if a person itself is honest with himself, there'll come a point where we recognize, you know what, I've done a lot of it. Then he quotes the Amshul Shalom. Yeshon Shur and Chav Dalet Shalom. Okay, anyway, that's what he says over there. And so Joseph Dali talks about someone who's like Benazir, which of course not the norm. That's the exception to the rule. And again, the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam bring it, but it's not the norm. Now then he discusses about this issue a little bit of Osik B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah. Where does that play into this? Sounds like, you know, Osik B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah is not usually, is there a limit? Because why are we talking about limits? What do you mean? He's Osik B'mitzvah, person's learning. So Osik B'mitzvah Patam and HaMitzvah. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan towards the end there quotes Yerushalmi, Shema, you know, is that true? Osik mitzvah, potam mitzvah. Well, it is true. But is that true by Talmud Torah? Okay. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zohar Aruch once wrote a lengthy and comprehensive essay, whatever he wrote was comprehensive, a comprehensive essay on the topic of Osik b'Torah, potam mitzvah. Forgot where it was printed. It was printed in honor of the Rav, the Kvod HaRav. Is that where it is? Yeah, I think in Kvod HaRav, they printed for an honor of Solange. Kvod
HaRav.
Yeah. So anyway. Yeah. Yeah. So and he starts with these Rambam and he talks about it. But and you know, it's in the subject, so you can look there, but just very briefly, okay. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes to Shalom Shemaf Sikh, you know, we don't say a guy sitting learning, he doesn't have to build a sukkah, he doesn't have to sit in a sukkah, he's learning. Also it's a potamitzah. That's not true. Okay. You know, and he quotes some Makoros, which we'll see. Okay. So, and he even has one version of the story that Benazah actually was, one Gemara that Benazah actually was married, that he stopped being the divorce or something. And he also says at the end, maybe with Benazah, there was some kind of physical sakana. Okay. But we all know the importance, obviously, of Talmud Torah. Okay. That there's no doubt about it. We don't have to document, you know, we can say, I'll be pashtas, the reason why we're telling people they should go learn, okay, and even before getting married is because, again, obviously because of the great importance of Talmud Torah. We know the Mishnah Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, right? No mitzvah compares to Talmud Torah, okay? And there's Yerushalmi and Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, the Talmud Torah, Rebrechei Omer, Rebrechei Rebchia, the Kvar Dechumin, Charamar, Afilu, Kol Olam Kulo, Eno Shavu, Dover, Echad Shal Torah. That's important for us. One opinion is that there's nothing in the world that's worth as much as Torah. And the other opinion is, and I say arguing, they both be right, even all the mitzvahs of the Torah are not the same as learning Torah. Okay? And that's how the Penimosh explains what it means. Right? You sit in learning. Okay? And we have a Gemara in Kiddushin, another Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the parak, end of the first parak, Mem Amud Beis. Right, 42, Kvaharb, which you know, tells us that the Talmud Torah is the greatest thing, right? Kvaharb, Tafin, Kenim, Suma, Alis, Beis, Nitzim, Balud, right? Nish'al, Shelas, Vivnam, what's better, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? The Tafin says, doing good deeds is better. No, and then Rebbe Kiva Amar, Talmud Gadol. And all said, right, Talmud Gadol, because that's what teaches you how to do the Maisa. So Talmud's more important, okay? And the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Vilchus, Talmud Torah, Halacha Gimel writes in 43, V'chein, Atomotz, V'chol Mokom, Sha Talmud Kodom, La Maisa. Mesha Talmud, maybe like the Maisa and a Maisa, maybe like the Talmud. And the Rambam in later in the same Hilchos Talmud Torah Per Gimel Alach Gimel 44 writes Ein Lecha Mitzvah B'chol HaMitzvahs Kulan Shishkula Keneged Talmud Torah El Talmud Torah Keneged Kol HaMitzvahs Kulan Shat Talmud Maybe Lady Maisel Ficha Talmud Kodon HaMais B'chol Mokum. So therefore we don't have to spend, what are we talking about, limits 24. The guy's involved in a mitzvah. So there's nothing greater than Talmud Torah, right? That's what we should assume. There's nothing greater than a mitzvah Talmud Torah. If somebody writes about the importance of Talmud Torah. So go to Osek Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah, and certainly Talmud Torah, Osek Torah is Potem Mitzvah, right? Question is, though, again, do we say that? Is that really true? Even assuming the great importance of Talmud Torah, the two psukim in Mishlei, Per Gimel Mishnah, Pasuk Tesvah, 45, Yikara hi mipninin, the Torah is more precious than jewels, v'chol chafat secha lo yishvimo. All your, needs or all your desires, it's not worth the same. Another pasuk says in Parakhes Pasuk Gedalah 46, Kitova chochma b'nina b'chol chafotzim, not chafotzecha b'chafotzim. Says the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tesman Beis 47. The Gemara says, Hoda yaser coming by Luke. See if you carry b'nina b'chol chafotzecha. He says, well, what? None of your desires, none of your needs are as great as Torah. But cheftze shamayim, something which the Torah says you need, namely mitzvahs, are worth it. As maybe based on the first pasuk of Mishlei, Paragimel pasuk Tezvav, it's saying Torah takes precedence of all your needs and all your desires. But Chavtei Shamayim, no, that's worth as much or more than Torah. But the other pasuk says V'chol Chafotzim, everything, no need, including Chavtei Shamayim. So that's what the Gemara says. There's a stira. K'siv Yikar Min V'chol Chafotzim Yishuva Chavtei Shamayim Yishuva V'chsiv V'chol Chafotzim Yishuva Da'filu Chavtei Shamayim Lo Yishuva. So how could it be? Which is it? Is it only your needs that don't, that pale in comparison to Torah, that are pushed aside for Torah, or everything? The answer is depends. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshal asosa al yedei kan b'mitzvah she'efshal asosa al yedei achirim. It depends what type of mitzvah we are talking about. Okay? So the Gemara concludes. Let's take a look in Rashi in 48, right? Chol chafotzecha yishuva markan tesan beit shetavatel kol chafotzecha b'shul shatosek b'torah. Your needs, put all your personally decide for the sake of Torah. But chevtei shemayim yishuva klomer shem yeshcha lasok b'mitzvah. You have a mitzvah, then tibatel talmud Torah lasok b'mitzvah. Be mevatel Torah and go do the mitzvah. So which is it? Is it all needs, including heavenly needs, including mitzvah? It doesn't matter. Torah is first, or no? It means your needs. The two conflicting psukim. Or it says depends. Okay, it depends. Can the mitzvah be done by somebody else? Can this mitzvah be done by somebody else? So the Gemara concludes: Kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalah sosel echem. If I don't do, someone else will take care of this mitzvah. So then I should sit and learn. But if I'm the only one who can take care of this mitzvah, then I have to do the mitzvah. That's what comes out from the sugya in Mod Katan Daf Tes Amid. It's interesting. There's a grua. Famous Gra, I put it to side point, but it's well known. The Shnos Eliyahu, that's the Vilna Gaon's commentary on Mishnayos. Okay, on those areas we have Zoraim, and those areas we have commentary from the Gra. So it's called the Shnos Eliyahu. Shnos Eliyahu in the Peya, not Mishnah Peya, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Dil Maschel, Samal Torah, 49. The Gaon writes, Chayav Adam Lo Tar Yom Velayla. Right, because it says Samal Torah, El Dvarim Shein Lam Shir, right? It has no minimum, no Shir. So the Gaon says it has no minimum Shir, no maximum Shir. Right, there's no minimum share. Even learning one word is enough. Right, he says. So really, the Gaon explained, "Shechayev odin l'matar yom v'layla, achim tzorech lasok b'mitzvah." But if you have a mitzvah to do, oh, b'derech eretz, normal, living activities. Shugam kein mitzvah. Right, you have to make a living. You have to take care of other needs. Then you're putter from Talmud Torah as long as you learn one tiny thing. Hey, that means ein la Talmud Torah shir lamata. And here's the point I want to bring out now. The Bechol Teva Uteva Shalomad Ba, who mitzvah mifna atzma. The Gaon writes, every letter of Torah that you learn, every word, every letter of Torah that you learn, that's a mitzvah. Okay? And he says, Ein mevatlan Torah Torah, fila mitzvah. We never mevatl Torah, even for a mitzvah, if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else. Like we saw that Marmar Kmarkan Daftes, can be done by Al-Khirim. And he says, that's logical. You know why? The Seichel Mechayev, the fourth line, the Gro writes, you learn one page of Gemara. How many letters are there? You're Mekayim hundreds of mitzvahs. So of course it's better to do. So of course it's better to do that than to do whatever the mitzvah is, because 100 to 1, right? Learning every minute, every word, everything you learn is itself a mitzvah. So just in terms of the net total, right? So of course it's, don't do it. Don't stop learning to go do a mitzvah, because when you're learning, you're mekayim multiple mitzvahs. That's better. Then if it's impossible, this mitzvah won't be done by somebody else, then azai reshoi levatel, that's an important point, you're allowed to levatel, okay? Because the bottom line is, you're still mekayim Talmud Torah, there's no minimum shiur. Anyway, that's what the Gaon brings out, okay? And I think it's an important point that, you know, you accomplish something you're learning with every letter that you learn. Okay, but anyway, getting back to the Gemara, the Ritva explains, Marcot and Tesla base 50. Kan b'mitzvah shef shalso de'echerim. Lo yaniach toroso mipaneho. If the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, don't interrupt your learning. But kan b'mitzvah she'ef shalso de'echerim, then mutar lo laniach toroso, mutar. Laniach toroso zav b'chein halacha. That's halacha. And the Yerushalmi implies it's more than mutar, you have to. Yerushalmi brochas parak alav halacha base. The Gemara says, v'lo moder b'shim v'yuchai sh'mafsikin laso sukkah v'laso zlulub. We had this before, right? Once you have to build a sukkah, you have to get a lulav on sukkahs. We don't say you're learning, okay? Everybody agrees. And not only that, the less of Shem Yochai, halomet amenas laso, the lower halomet shalolaso, shalomet shalolaso, nocho sonivra. You're learning. I'm going to spend it, you know, I'm just going to sit and learn hilchos sukkah, but I'm not going to sit in the sukkah, so, right? I'm going to learn hilchos lulav, spend a whole, and learn a whole mesecta sukkah. I'm just not going to sit in the sukkah and wave the lulav. What is that? Then nocho sonivra. Okay, and he says, before you were born, the placenta should have been thrown out, and so on and so forth, before you were born. So the Gemara says, yeah, but there's a different, Gemara there happens to talk about Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is not an action mitzvah, it's also a form of learning, zeshim, zeshim. Okay, but I'm more interested in that comment, okay, that the Pnei Moshe explains, Perakal Halacha Beis, Velo Modi, Shemafsikin medivrei Torah lasos a mitzvah lekayim bismalik kagon sukkah v'lulav keltzman or ikra alimadu amenas lasos. Okay, so then why not by Kriyashma? Kriyashma is different. Okay, I'm not worried about Kriyashma right now. But you see that to do a mitzvah stuff, you don't just say osik mitzvah pata mitzvah Talmud Torah. Despite the Gaon's point, if the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, then the Gaon's right. But if it can't, then you stop, because then why? Why do you have to stop then? It's still 100 to 1. No, because then your learning isn't proper. In other words, shouldn't the Gaon's net calculation work even if the mitzvah couldn't be done by somebody else? I'd still rather learn, because I get 100 mitzvahs instead of this one mitzvah. Even the mitzvah couldn't be done by anybody else, so it won't be done. I still get 100 mitzvahs. No, because that means you're not learning the right way. That means the program you're learning. That's the point. So you don't get the 100. You finally don't get the 100 mitzvahs. I think that's the way it comes out. Rabbi Yonah, in his comment on the Rif and Brachas, Tesam and Av, go over to Tesam and Mez in the pages of the Rif and Brachas. The Dima Maskel's Lamemer on Tesam and Av, but the part we want is on the base. He quotes this Yerushalmi. He brings Yerushalmi basically halacha, okay? And therefore, he says, in general, you look at, you know, a mitzvah that's just amira, like Kriyashma, that you would not interrupt necessarily to do the mitzvah if you're learning. Anyway, but again, he brings this halacha, this Yerushalmi. The Meiri, there in Moed Kotten, Tesla Beis, says openly, 54, Afo pi sha'omro ha'osik mitzvah pata mitzvah, the old rule of osik mitzvah pata mitzvah, ein Talmud Torah b'chal zeh. Okay, the Talmud Torah is not included in that. And let me show Osu Pitar be Ira Mitzal Yadim Efshal Osu Mitzal Yadim, then ain't a Levatala. Okay, and don't tell me a bit of Tarfa. He mentions other cases where we do allow a bit of Tarfa. But anyway, he says the same thing. And again, the point is that Osu Mitzal Potam Mitzal, look at the last line on that page. Afo Bisha Mitzal Potam Mitzal, Lo Nemer came with Talmud Torah. Okay, that's not true by Talmud Torah. Hoil, be equally a DS Kim, Shar Mitzas. The purpose, again, even though the Gaon's calculation, but I get 100 mitzvahs by learning. Yeah, but if you learn and don't do the mitzvah, you can learn hilchos sukkah and not sit in the sukkah, then your learning wasn't worth anything, because the whole purpose, especially if it can't be done by somebody else. Okay? Now, he says, all right, he has other kashrus. We'll leave it for now. And therefore, he says that Talmud Torah is different. The Rambam Paskins, hilchos Talmud Torah, per gimel alach adalad, 55. Hayo lefon of shnei, hayo lefon of asiyas mitzvah of Talmud Torah, if the mitzvah be done by somebody else, then talk, okay, I don't need to be involved. Do the mitzvah, then come back to learn also. And that's the Shulchan Aruch as well. 56. Talmud Torah shokol connected kol mitzvos. Hayo lefanav asiyas mitzvah Talmud Torah. Im efshal mitzvos layasos by the echerim layafsek hamuro. Yumlav layasem mitzvah yachzal torah. So again, bring it back to the issue of purvo. So again, we don't just automatically say, well, the guy's learning, therefore he's potter. That's why they talked about the limits and so on and so forth. Okay, because the purpose of learning is to be able to do. It's a very fascinating time to look at the kovetz yom chana wasserman. Chana wasserman, the kovetz yom chelek beisim and yutes os beis. Okay, that's another question. Yeah, Josh. Yeah.
Is pruravu the purpose of getting married, and would there be a second marriage or someone who is older?
Right.
Where does the precedence come in?
Right. So this is an important question. Again, when it comes to in terms of the yetzer and so on, like we saw before, even if you have children and so on, if a person has the drives and the hiruim, then certainly should get married. Okay, but. That's a big question, really. Some say, some Rishonim are of the opinion that there's one mitzvah purvu, it's not a separate mitzvah to be married. The Rambam doesn't happen to hold that way. Rambam holds Kedushin a separate mitzvah, purvu is a separate mitzvah. So it's an important question. That's a discussion. But here we're talking about marriage for the sake of purvu. And that's what we're talking about here. You look in the Kovet Shurim of Chana Wasserman, Chelek Beisim New Test, Os Beis, 57. He says, getting back to our issue, and then we'll move to finish up. He said, "Haya osik b'tar b'torigol." Person was involved. What do we say? He's harving and learning. They're angry to learning, right? And a misari doesn't want to get married now because he doesn't want to have to worry about household things and so on and so forth. Therefore, it's muto. He can delay it. Okay. And certainly Talmud Torah. And he quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan. Okay, that we spoke about before. So Rabbi Chanan wonders. One second. All right. Whether we don't say osik mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. So he says, "V'kosha masha kosa Rambam osik potam and mitzvah osik mitzvah potam." Wait a second. The Rambam said that the reason why they have to get married is because osik mitzvah potam and mitzvah. Let's look back. Okay, the Rambam Hilchos Ishus Perek Tes Vav Halacha Beis Source 34. The Rambam says if someone doesn't want to get married right now because he's afraid it's going to take away from his learning once he has household chores and household duties and so on, so the muti can delay because osik mitzvah potam and mitzvah. And he says, "Kosher kain Talmud Torah." What do you mean, kosher came Talmud Torah? The Rochanan asks, what do you mean? Osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, we just said doesn't apply by Talmud Torah if this can't be done by somebody else, right? And no one else can have your children, right? So it sounds like it can't be done by somebody else. So he says, kosher, about the six lines down, Masha kosher ramam, the osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah, kosher came Talmud Torah, my kosher came. Other rabbi, Talmud Torah is lower in this regard because the mitzvah purvo is a mitzvah that can't be done by somebody else. Okay. So he says, you have to say the Rambam was talking not about not doing the mitzvah altogether. Ayri ha-Rambam ha-Chalinyan ichor ha-mitzvah in bitula. Guy's going to get married, just not now. Okay? He's going to do it. Not al-Yidechem, he's going to do it. Okay? He just wants a delay. So then we can say, even by Talmud Torah, osu mitzvah potam mitzvah. It's an interesting point, right? He's just talking about, he's not talking about not doing the mitzvah altogether. It's going to get married in a couple of years. Okay, he wants to learn in color for a little while, whatever. Okay, but he's going to marry in a couple of years. That's different. Okay, and as far as the culture came, Talmud Torah, then he deals with something else. He says, people have other things that obviously are necessary in life. There are cherets, the things that regular human natural needs and so on. B'chol tzorch adam hechrechim. All right, he says, you know why Talmud Torah? You put them in Talmud Torah and you do those things. He basically posits, and I think a very interesting point. He says, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. And that's why it's not the same thing, osik, mitzvah, potam, and mitzvah, and so on. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different altogether. Talmud Torah is only a chiv when you have the opportunity to learn, and then you decide not to learn, that's no good. But if you don't have to, in Ein Lo Panai, right, he says, Memela potam and mitzvah kolsha came to mitzvah Talmud Torah b'shah shum mechuyav ba eino nirches mitnei shum mitzvah. The chamur mikala mitzvahs, yes. But he says, as a general rule, a person is only obligated, when it comes to a mitzvah, I don't know, other types of mitzvahs. So, all right, so now it's a mitzvah versus a mitzvah and so on. But the purpose of Talmud Torah, it's a tzivoy when you have free time. When you're not taking care of other obligations, when you're not taking care of mitzvah obligations, meaning when no one else can do the mitzvah, when you're not taking care of personal obligations, are you going to tell me that every time a person goes to work or does something else, he's mevatel Torah, that's bittel Torah? Bittel Torah? Okay, but that's not true. It's not bittel Torah. Okay? The other things that a person does, mitzvahs also. I remember my son told me to Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen, Shlita, that was also a tremendous masmid. So Rabbi Cohen, when one of his children got married, so my son was in the Marsha Kolo, which he was in high school kolo at that time. So guys came in from the Beis Medrash, maybe my son was in the college kolo, whenever he was in it. But he came to Brooklyn for Rabbi Cohen's son's wedding. I think it was his son. I also was there. I came from New Jersey. Anyway, so Rabbi Cohen got all the guys who'd come in from camp, and he got them into a room right before the thing. And he said, really? You're coming down here? It's Bittul Torah, right? He said, Bittul Torah. He's talking about his own child's wedding. Bittul Torah. It's not Bittul Torah. If you dance and you're Sameh, Chos, and Rekala, then you're Mekayim Mitzvah, then it's okay. You're coming here just to eat, So like that, is Mamash Bittul Torah. Okay, that's a pasuk with Rabbi Cohen. But anyway, but it's an important point that this Wachanan, I think, is a Yisodasik Wachanan, and he mentions, he quotes a Chuvas HaRashbo, Chelik Dalet Simon Tzariyav, they print in 15, he quotes it verbatim. But he says if somebody took a shua not to get married, you know, until a certain time, okay, is it like a person takes a shua not to eat matzah and so on? How does it fit in? Because you're not allowed to take a shua to mevatel mitzvah and so on. He says this shua is chal because not nishbal of vatel mitzvah because he can mekayim, again, he's going to mekayim it later. Just like if a person says, I'm not going to give a bris to my son till earlier than 9 o'clock in the morning. It's not the same thing. We're not going to eat matzah. It's delaying. It's similar to what the Mohammed said. Okay, just to wrap up, I printed the Shulchan Aruch Rav Balatanya, okay, and he says in his Hilchos Talmud Torah per Gimel in Sifala, Homi Shadaito Bekoch Zonah Yofesh Yuchal Lumo Lizko Kala Torah. He talks about two different mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. There's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah Yediyas HaTorah. So he makes that chiluk, you know, that sometimes a person, you know, will not be able to learn in terms of accomplishing Yediyas HaTorah. So he has that. He has that chiluk. You know, take a look if you have time. It's an interesting. He says it's a difference between mivatel yediyas haTorah, knowing Torah, and mivatel learning right now. But I want to call your attention also to come full circle back to our parsha, the Maram Shik. Then I'll throw in what I said at the what I wanted to say here. In source number 60, the Tshuva Maram Shik Chelik Avnezer Siman Aleph. He was asked by a guy who had a shidduch at the age of 20, but he felt that if he waited a little longer, he'll have a better shidduch. You know, he'll be more established and he'll be able to marry someone of a higher station and so on and so forth. And also now it's going to be Vatal Torah. What's the story? So he says, well, he comes back. He's nearly, you see from the fact that Yitzhak Avinu waited till the age of 40, right? There were other girls around and Yaakov waited till the age of 84. Mistama, there were other girls and they had a mitzvah Puravu, right? And even if you say, first of all, they always kept the Torah, but Puravu is incumbent on Goyim also, right? The Bracha of Adam Rishon to Noah, the Puravu is also on Goyim, okay? So why did Avram, you know, certainly a Zori, his reason like mitzvahs, the Marashik that we learned from Avram, got up early in the morning to do mitzvahs and so on and so forth, and by the Akedah. So he says, no, but that's because, you know, they were waiting for a better shidduch. What's the whole idea of getting married? Is to have children. Okay, Josh, the question before, notwithstanding, we're talking about the goal is to get married and have children. So if you can have a better shidduch and a more suitable spouse, then Taka, maybe it makes sense to wait. And that answer he doesn't accept ultimately because, all of us maybe were different. But then he says, as far as Bittul Torah is concerned, okay, so Bittul Torah is Taka worthwhile. All right. And he says, Pruer Vu at the end of the day can be accomplished by somebody else. Other people populate the world, which is exactly what Ben Isaac said. However, I do want to conclude by pointing out the following, if I may. What is Taka the purpose of having children nowadays for Jews? What's the purpose? To populate the world? There's a lot of people in the world. The world is populated. So the really the purpose of having children is to be mamet to bring up another door of people who are committed to Talmud Torah to mitzvahs, Torah and to mitzvahs. The Chelkas Mechokek, one of the commentaries on the side of the page in Ebenezer, Simon Aleph Sivkot and Beis. One is the following question: Bishmul and Sivkot and Gimel quotes in 62. One is the following question. 1 second. What is all this business? 18, 20, 22, 24. What do you mean? If getting married is a mitzvah, okay, so. You know when it should be chal? 13. Like, that's what chal applies. All other mitzvahs, when do we have? Oh, this mitzvah doesn't apply till later on. Why not? Right, how could it be? Right? Why do you say ben shmoneh asher l'chuppah? Should be obligated mitzvahs as soon as you're at the age of 13. You'll obligate another mitzvah. If this is a mitzvah, you're obligated this mitzvah too. At the age of 13. What's going on? So he says, because, and Chalkas Mokhah says, me'achash atzarech l'umod kodesh yisayisha. You have to learn a little bit. Okay? Meaning, and I think what he was getting at, is that a person has to be able to, what, a 13-year-old is going to have children? How is he going to be able to teach him about Torah? He doesn't know anything himself yet. And maybe that's the whole idea of delaying. If a person is delaying to become a more well-rounded person, okay, and a better person who's now going to be able to have children, he's going to be able to train properly and so on. That's a legitimate reason to wait. And maybe like the Rosh said, there is no limit. I mean, there's got to be a limit, but may not be so clear. It may not be the exact dates. The Rambam himself on Hilchos Deos, Perek Aleph Yud Aleph, 63, Derech Balei Deya, knowledgeable people, intelligent people, Sheikbal Adam Malacha, find the Malacha that gives you Parnosa, V'charkach Yichna Beis Dir, then buy a house, V'charkach Yisa Isha, then married. He quotes the psukim, you know, by the people go back from the Chum. It says someone who got the, you know, who planted a vineyard and someone who built a house, and later who got married. The same thing in the close, you know, when people are going to suffer, so they'll suffer in that order. The idea is, you know, the best thing is to establish yourself a little bit first. That's what I'm saying, before you get married. Okay. And that's the idea, I think, that, you know, there's excuse that we have today that some people delay, you know, getting married because they want to finish college, want to get a job, whatever. I'm not, you know, each case is different, and I'm not passing in a general way. But maybe with all of this is together, you know, yeah, it's not just Talmud Torah. You see from the Rambam, it's also having a parnosa, planting a vineyard, if that's your parnosa, whatever your parnosa is, building a house, right, having a place to live. These are also important things. These are part of life. And you're going to have children. You have to be able to bring them up in a proper way. And if you're living off of tzedakah and you don't have a place to live and you have no job, it's going to be much harder to raise children the proper way. The whole idea of Purvu is to raise another generation. That's why the mitzvah doesn't apply at the age of 13. That's what the Beis Shmuel and the B'chachah are driving at. Because how can the kid teach his kid? He doesn't know anything himself yet at the age of 13. There comes a point where a person, that goes back to what one of the commentaries said, we said earlier, when you come to a point, you feel you've accomplished. So now you can have children. We'll just end the Abarbanel. On our parsha, Parsha's told us. The Brahmanel writes, and again, the same question, why do Yitzchak wait till the age of 40? And, you know, the same thing, it's against the Chazal. But again, he says, because, he quotes the same thing the Rambam says. You have to be able to establish yourself first, right? He says, you have to, you know, you don't want your wife certainly lead you astray, that's for sure. But Kvar Amru Chazal, last part of the Abarbanel, and it said, Shalachain Amar Kasum, Yeshashar Bonabayas, Mishashar Notakarim, Mishashar Erasisha, Mishar Royal Adam Shurishoni is Asik, the King of Abayas, Udana Rachaka, when he's a Karim, and so on, Rachaka, Achrono Akichazisha. Okay, and that's why Yitzhak waited. Okay, he waited Dafka until his Yetzer was calmer, and so on and so forth. And then, when he does come with his wife, it's L'shem Shemayim, so to speak. Dafka waited until his Yetzer was maybe a little cooler, okay, a little more under control, because his goal was to be Mamid. Again, that may be someone on the level of Yitzhak, but in general, a person has to be able to, that's what the Yaakov Kamenetsky also writes in the Emes Yaakov, his Parashat HaKumash, next week's Sedra. Okay, he says that, you know, that's why Yaakov Avinu, in effect, wasn't punished for the years that he was learning. Right, he was punished. Yosef was away from him the same amount of time that he was away from his parents. Couldn't be kaim kibbutz aim. Question is, what do you mean? His parents alone just sent them away. Yeah, but he stayed away longer. Whatever it is, but the point is that Yaakov was not punished for bittul of kibbutz aim when he was learning because that's what that his parents sent him to get married. Well, you needed that to get married. You need to be a solid in Torah and so on and so forth. So these are, you know, I think what we're getting at here is that a person has to be, you know, at a certain state to be able to get married and have children. So maybe today things are different. Society is different. That's why it's perhaps shaped by society. And maybe there are, as we say, some legitimate reasons for delaying the pursuit of marriage. Not too long and not, otherwise some people, they'll have much more trouble as you get older, but you have to weigh all these different possibilities. But there certainly seem to be some legitimate reasons, besides Talmud Torah, but certainly Talmud Torah, to delay getting married. Okay, we'll stop over here.